Indire, Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the next episode of Indire Show, broadcasted from Ljubljana Radio Student. Today the hosts are me, Ula, and Jan, and let's see what we'll be listening in the next hour.
Hello young European voters and listeners, and welcome to the next episode of Indire. We will listen to the new album from Kava Sutra, which you can already hear playing in the background, titled Ta Veseli Dan, which means This Happy Day, followed by electro trap band SBO with an album Nemoč. Then a producer from a new generation, Young Firefly, with his debut or second debut album Fleischter, Schlechtet, Impro Garden Concert Recording Vrt, and Irena Tomažin with her project UFO, followed by hardcore punk Poguba with their new EP, and last but not least,
Moving as a Giant with their new single Tit for Tat from their upcoming new album, followed by the interview with one of the members.
Kava Sutra, they are one of those once-in-a-generation bands that managed to bridge the gap between the nonchalant alternative scene and music that the general population enjoys. The group consists of Anton Lorenzuti, Timi Vremec, Ike Vremec, and Robi Erzetic. Their approach is witty, freakish, and cynical. However, they approach music in a very serious manner. Their humor is a stance within the serious considerations of what it means to be a musician or artist in general in times where more and more things are trivialized and robbed of their innate meaning. In this sense, they possess this outsider music component associated with Frank Zappa or Captain Beefheart, but at the same time, they're musically not far away from jam bands such as the Grateful Dead or, for instance, Allman Brothers. Locally, they could be linked to artists such as Olfamoj or Svojat, Eating Sports alike, where Lorenzuti is also creatively involved. They have released their album Ta Veseli Dan, which means This Happy Day, at our own radio record label Zash. We'll hear more about their approach and philosophies from Anton Lorenzuti himself in this brief interview, after which we'll listen to another one of their tracks called Cock Hero.
Hello.
Hello.
Let's start at the beginning. So you are involved in a lot of different projects.
Yeah.
So what is the thing that kind of you have with Kava Sutra that, you know, doesn't come to life or is unique to this project?
Okay. We like similar music with Kava Sutra. We love prog and rock and stuff like that, and we also love to joke. We like puns and stuff like that, so we bring that together. We like make some prog rock with the funny lyrics, and that's the only band where I can do that.
Hey, amazing. And it's also one of the rare bands, like, okay, maybe apart from like what Olfamoj does or Svojat and that kind of thing, but it's not a lot of bands who put humor and witty stuff in music.
There used to be a lot of bands like that. I think nowadays it's less, but we like bands like Zappa, Bulldozer, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
They based their lyrics on humor also.
Mm-hmm. And how do you, for instance, approach the compositional process? Is it uniform or chaotic?
It's mostly chaotic, but sometimes it happens that mostly Ike brings like the whole song finished to
mm-hmm.
rehearsals, but mostly, you know, it's like you have some recordings on your phone when you're just like, and then you bring it to the practice and you try to make a riff out of it, and then somebody else has a riff, you try to put it together. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, you keep trying or you find some other thing. But mostly, yeah, it's pretty chaotic and a lot of improvisation, jamming, stuff like that, to mm-hmm. see what works and what doesn't.
And in live performances, you leave a lot of space for improvisation as well. So the
Yeah, we have these parts that are meant for solos or for impros, and usually they're open, yeah, so we just like look at each other and go on. But we used to do that more. Now we're on the last album, it's more parts, and it's like, you know, this part is like 8 bars, okay, it's always 8 bars, stuff like that. On the last album, and there was a lot of longer solos and stuff where it was like more free. Now mm-hmm. we try to be more, how do you say, classic in this view.
Mm-hmm. But the last one was Lati Stojan, right?
That was the first one, and now this one is the last one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But do you think it's also because of the change of personnel in the band? So Žiga left and Robi came?
Yeah, maybe, because Žiga was more into jazz and stuff, and Robi is more rock kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
So it brings also out of us this rock attitude, you know, more like rare.
Yeah. But what about the lyrics? You know, there's these one lyrics about social democrats that really are stuck with me, really good lyrics. Who comes up with the lyrics?
Well, if I remember correctly, I had this hoodie that says Rad bi bil normalen, because that's a festival in Cerkno. And we were playing this riff, and I started singing Rad bi bil normalen. And then we need something to end the sentence, and I said Demokrat. And then that opened mm-hmm. like a river of ideas and jokes, and then we made this song. It's nothing special, just mm-hmm. joking around.
Yeah, but like if you look at it from like an outsider perspective, even just the titles have some, you know, implications of political commentary, you know.
Yeah, I don't know why we do this, because we are not so politically active, but it always turns out that we make something political. I don't know why. I don't like it, actually. But it happens like this. It's good. It's okay. But from now on, I would like to get a little bit out of political mm-hmm. lyrics, because it's...
Yeah, I mean, but it's relevant in a way. And also it has this Zappa-esque characteristic, I think.
Yeah, he was very active politically. But it's the situation right now in politics is so bizarre that you don't even know what's happening. So I think we'll just like leave politics for a while and work on something else.
Mm-hmm. But do you have any aspirations on what you would like to work instead of that?
We have a few ideas, yeah, but it's not defined yet. We have parts made, but the lyrics, actually, we wrote a few songs about suicide, so now we have like this idea to make a suicide-themed album, but I don't think if that will happen.
Venturing more into the emo kind of...
Not really, but deal with suicide in a funny way. I don't think if that's possible, but if it is, we'll try to do it.
I mean, yes, but this is also something that has come to be associated with the band, you know, this kind of goal where no one dares, boldness, which I think is very rare and very welcome on the local.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah, people like it, actually, this irony and stuff like that.
Mm. But, so, apart from this, what are the plans for the, like, nearby future?
We want to make new songs as soon as possible, because we're so sick of the songs that we play now, because we made an album, then we started playing the album, and in the process of making an album you had to listen to every song over and over and over again, all the mixes, all the masters, everything, and it's hard to enjoy the music when you've heard it that many times. it becomes like stale. Yeah.
You know it in and out, and then it's kind of...
Yeah, also for solos, like when the song is fresh, when you start the solo, you always like, you say like, where will it take me? And it takes you different places. And then after a while, you see what works, and you go every time in the same direction, and after a while, it doesn't work anymore. And it's really hard to find new things to improvise in this context that you've been over so many times. So that's why we can't wait to make a new repertoire.
New repertoire, yeah. And this album will also come out on, so on CDs?
This one that we just released, it's out. We sold CDs on the release concerts, yes, but we're waiting for the vinyls. Because we had some issues printing because of the cover. We sent like the files weren't correct, so it stopped the process a bit, so we're still waiting for the vinyls. And we don't know actually, we hope it will come soon. By the end of summer I think it should be available.
And are there any upcoming gigs you have?
Yeah, but I don't know if I can... Okay, yeah, at the end of June we are playing in Vrtojba. That's the place where we practice and where all these bands from our region, like Necessary, Kakalulu, Koromac, Timekeeper, we all practice there. So we have a plan for organizing concerts during the summer there, and the first one will be Kavasutra and Samokres, which is a new band from Primorska, and we're gonna make a concert there. And then for the autumn we have something planned, but it's I don't think I can say the date yet.
It's still
We're planning something in Channel Zero, but we'll see. We have to like 400%.
But how was the big one, the release album in Šiška and Mokanaža?
Yeah. That was this weekend and it was great. A lot of people came and we sold a lot of t-shirts and CDs. That was the people were very happy about our music, so that's always great to hear.
That's the best. Yeah.
That's the best. Yeah. Yeah, it was nice.
All right. Cool. Well, yeah. When you go on tour in France, for instance, give a shout out to the local radio, you know?
Yeah, we will.
Cool. Thank you for your time and talk to you soon.
Yeah, thank you.
You are listening to Indire Show, and what we're going to listen is what you can actually already hear, and it's SBO, meaning The Death of God and Children, who started as a mock trap group that over more than 7 years of consistent music production started to take their artistic expression more seriously in a sense of concept, production and curation of their music. In 2021, their full-length album came out, titled Trans, which was densely packed reflection on the generation born during and after Slovenian transition period of post-Yugoslavian era, full of cultural and pop references. The album points out the tension between boredom of the middle class, crisis of economic and spiritual desire in neoliberalism, escapism and hope, still very much narrated through humor and irony. And now, on their new album, Nemoč, in English, Powerlessness, their expression is more melancholic, toned down, while still dealing with the lack of cultural vitality of fast gentrifying city of Ljubljana, which is also well expressed through lyrics such as in track Babylon, where they say, and I quote, "My city is where we come to die, mom, I must be high, I must be high." And while unpacking cultural phenomena of local specifics, so being positioned between Balkan culture and Western desire, they are still staying true to narrating through a subject that is like hopeless and decadent, and their sonic repertoire is staying in a similar lane than before, moving between pop Balkan aesthetics, early 2000 references, trap and rap music, clubby beats and synths. And now we're going to listen to two songs, first above mentioned Babylon and Shinigami.
Znosna, kdo sva, hofer iluzije, terapija, kostar, ja bom, ja. Prvo relaps, pol OD, pol pržan, ali pa še tvid, neho bom majke mi fiks, spet je petak repeat, hotel bi ven iz sebe tja, kjer ugasne telesa plam, svet je gluh in polno gledal, vidim lučka se konča dan. Model se mora skulirat, kdo je to rekel, že dva dni je od zadnje lajne, kad sem jo povlekel. Nekropolitika, ali pa algoritem vikenda, vse je predigra, naviko sem, da je život slikanica. Moje meso vem postaja objekt, mama, nehal je bolet, nehal je bolet. V mojem mestu se prhaja umret, mama. Moram biti zadet, moram biti zadet. V mojem mestu se prhaja umret, mama. Moram biti zadet, moram biti zadet. V mojem mestu se prhaja umret, mama. Moram biti zadet, moram biti zadet.
Babylon, nisem ljudi iz oraja. Ritem je blana, večer torkanjam zmaja. Babylon, pomen gori razpada. No, aj manja. Mauzolej za mononuke.
Babylon, nisam ljudi iz oraja. Ritam je blana, već je to ganjam zmaja. Babylon, u men gori raspada. No aj manjane.
Moram se obit, moram bit do kraja. Ritam je blana, već je to ganjam zmaja.
Dolazim iz zlo,
Senekovic is one of the brightest young talents in the local hip-hop scene. He first started releasing music under the moniker Young Firefly, starting out as a teenager producing beats for different MCs. A couple of years ago, he released his actual debut album called Anoy, which we have already featured in one of the previous editions of this show. However, his like debut only consisted of instrumental compositions, or to put it better, beats to rap over. This time around, he came into his own also as an MC himself with an album called Fleister, a witty wordplay on his moniker and the adopted word for plaster. The album came out on the label Kafana, and we will hear three tracks from the album, namely Dva Chika and Zlati Lanci.
Sada cajte, nik, jo. Sad ne cajte, mene neke stiska. Mogu se raspisat ako džiza. Kaj je to neka kriza, spušu dva čika. Krem delat neke bite, še kuj me stiska, mogoče moram neke spite. Pa nisem mislo vodo, zgubljen sem ko zoro, zvozlo me ko 15-letnika na džulu, heavy chest, mam tako sumo. Kaj pomaga mi vse skupaj, če bom um zgubo, sabotiram si parte ko tužbe, ko je v klubo neko gaza na laž rukno. Nabija mi na puno, narejo bi si lukno, sri prsi ko da holo sem, skoro joko sem, samo nisem. Ker pubeci ne jočejo, če jih ful boli tu i ne, malo me skrbi da ne pokne ne, da ne pokne ne. Par boj so mi je rekel, ne rabodi taki pusi, drugih par bi mi rekel, ne na preveč se sekiraj. Šteje kaj šteje, izi mi je rekel, boj bodi v trenutku, tu ko si zaj, preteklost je mimo in prihodnost ne obstaja. Fix je samo faza, stiska me, ker občutek imam, da zamujem, res upam, da še ni to to. Mogoče začnem cahat, da zabave nikoli ne bo konec, po noči ful življenja, po dnevi pa ko mrtvec. Mogoče pa so to samo troče finte vrtec, želja med se fajn zapustit, nekaj pred crkneš. Ja, zapustit nekaj pred crkneš. Dal bi vsem zlate lance, če bi imel keša, dal bi lebo ledvico, da bi lahko živel od tega, do obale z milki brega, močni temelji, izpil sem dosti mleka, rekel kelnerci, daj mi piva, in to več njega, backstepam od backsteba, lukne v hrtu so in v moji duši megla, ko v polni bajti se počuti sam brez tebra, zaoprimi, daj mi en teden, hočem malo kinknit, malo odpočiti, dam vse od sebe. Še vedno kritiki za klopce, ko jih coach v igri noče. Največ imajo zapoveda tisti, ki niso zdrave z nami bitki, ko so naslovili biki. Po jasah, ja sem z igro to, kaj je za naš sveče vela. Ampak eni spijo na meni, njih mar do planeta. Iščem to perfektno bitje, ki nikoli se ne moti, nikoli po pomoti, ampak z namero. Ljubi to življenje, nikoli se zamero, v celoti te perfekcije kot on. Buda izdihno je in eno z peskom na milki hilo bom, ko me ne bo več von cigaretov, me spomni kak življenje mine in da pogrešaš te ljudi najbolj, ko jih ni več. Daljne želje, da bi dvigno neodgovorjene klice, odgovoril na spise. Rad bi, da narava me isto kliče, ko bivše, in rad bi, da svet potoči solzo za joče, ko moja zadnja ura odbije, da je čim dje stran so molitve. In daleč je perfektno bitje, ko zadnja solza zapusti lice, ko knjiga življenja uporabi vse liste.
Next, we have an improvised fusion jazz group Žlehtet that is focused on site-specific jazz, this time with more ambient and atmospheric soundscapes with absence of rhythm. Their new album Vrt, or Garden, was recorded in their own garden where they hold concerts every year. Album consists of a whole unedited sessions of Alja Petric on vocals and percussion, Lenar de Bok on sax and flute, and Rok Zalokar on electric piano and electronics, communicating and creating slow-burning, minimalistic sonic dialogue with each other and their familiar surroundings. We are going to listen to the end of their live session with a track titled Lights Off.
Thank you.
are still in the show Indiri, broadcasted from Radio Student, and we are going to listen to a project from Irina Zatomazin, Julie Flier, Nicola Ratti and Tomáš Grom, who are presenting a collaborative album UFO that represents an homage to a performance artist, Katalin Ladik, that came out at our local label for contemporary composition, jazz and improvised music, Zavod Sploh. The project started and saw the light on the stage in 2021 when they premiered a vocal dance performance UFO. And now, 3 years later, they had another chance of performing in Berlin, and with that they released an audio part of their performance and exploration. Irina and Julia are both vocal artists who materialized their expression and artistic identity through different vocal techniques and expressions. And the album consists of new and old material, combining the one from 2021 and this year. And the musical part was also in collaboration with above mentioned Nicola Ratti and Tomáš Grom. We will now listen to two tracks titled Unlikely Fragmented Oracle and Uncanny Finger Oratio.
Petit objet A, alien.
Petit objet B, breath.
Petit objet C, cercovati.
Petit objet C, cave.
Petit objet D, dance.
Petit objet E,
ephemeral.
Petit objet F, femininity.
Petit objet G, grotesque.
Petit objet H, history.
Petit objet I, instrument.
Petit objet Y, joker.
Petit objet K, cacophonie.
Petit objet L, language.
Petit objet M, mouth.
Petit objet N, no.
Petit objet O, oxygen.
Petit objet P, problem.
Petit objet R, release.
Petit objet S, sexual.
Petit objet Sh, shht.
Petit objet T, threshold.
Petit objet U, unisono.
Petit objet V,
voice box.
Petit objet V, wandering.
Petit objet X, crystal.
Petit objet Y, yes.
Petit objet Z, zone.
Petit objet J, gelia.
Istine pärst visi sastropai baca svetlo na nas ponekad se gubi istine pärst visi sastropai baca svetlo na nas ponekad se gubi ili razbijemo ga ili razbijemo ili razbijemo ga istine past istine pärst visi sastropai baca svetlo na nas ponekad se gubi ili razbijemo ga ili razbijemo istine pärst istine pärst.
Poguba, or Doom, is a combination of the ever-brewing homegrown power violence scene, which has been churning out some really good bands in the recent years. Artists such as Smedja & Smetke, Kuribo, Carl X. Johnson, and Tupa Tupa Tam are just a few of them. Well, Poguba just joined the roster with their self-titled EP, which came out on May 22nd. The group is a standard punkish formation where Timmy plays drums, Timote plays guitar, Gregor plays bass, and Martin sings. It's the kind of band and music that you really have to see live in concert to get the full experience, though. Like, while you listen to the tracks, try to imagine being in a bare, dark, concrete basement of the student dorms packed with people who absolutely go off in the mosh pit. We'll be listening to two more of their tracks. First one is Nadgrobnik, which is a person who hangs out above the grave. And the second one, Mrtvaški Ples, which means Dance of the Dead.
You are still listening to the broadcast from Radio Student, and we are closing this episode of Indire Show with a fresh and loud local band moving as a giant. Members Martin Kramberger on drums and keyboards, Bojana Pejanović on vocals and guitar, and Primož Krambergen on Roland synths are making post-rock, noisy, sometimes drone-like atmospheres. The fluidity of their compositions make their music unpredictable, exciting, and kind of hard to grasp. Usually they're on more of a melancholic side of the mood spectrum, which is also amplified with Bojana's dramatic and echoing voice that you can hear behind me. We will now have a little chat with Bojana about their upcoming album that will be released with a well-established independent label, Kappa Records. Hi, Bojana.
Hello there.
Hi. So, you're releasing your first album, full length.
Yes.
How did you get to collaborate with a Kappa Records label? How did that happen?
Well, our first tour happened because of you lovely people at Radio Student. And after the tour, Kappa basically contacted us, asking if we wanted to be on the label. We had a cup of coffee and that was basically it.
Okay, very direct.
Yes.
Nice. And
very smooth.
And what are going to be formats of your music then, now that you have some label support?
Vinyl or CDs?
It's going to be a vinyl.
Wow.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about that. And for the CDs, I don't know. I guess we'll have to wait and see. We don't know yet. But so far, it's going to be a vinyl.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about how, your creative approach is. And also in terms of performance, maybe this is a second question we can address later, but you have this special microphone that you bring with you, you know. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about that afterwards as well.
Okay. What was the first question?
The creative, how you approach
the creative
writing
process.
Music.
Yeah. So basically all of us have some form of ideas, and all of us, kind of bring them to the band. And maybe if Primož has like a riff on the keys or something, he just shows us and then we kind of roll with that. Or Martin brings an idea and we roll with that idea. It's a very jam oriented approach. And yeah, that's it, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe in terms of the equipment, you have a lot of very niche sort of little gadgets, synths and microphones and stuff.
Yes. We don't really have like a specific way of writing songs. I mean, as far as the lyrics and vocals go, that's my job. But I don't know, every song kind of forms itself in different ways. Either it's from a jam, or it's from a specific idea from one of us, or we just kind of use our little gadgets to make weird sounds. And maybe in that clusterfuck of weird sounds, we like hear, oh, that could be a song, and we just roll with that. So yeah, that's basically it. It's a clusterfuck of every single approach you can imagine.
Yeah, but I think that's why maybe we hear such like unpredictable like progressions of the songs, because it's not maybe that's rigidly set into an idea of how the band should sound like.
Yeah, it's pretty flowy. I mean, the essence of it, we all want it to be loud, different, and from the heart. That's very important for me, specifically because of like the vocal and everything, because the lyrics come from a very personal place. So yeah, that's very important.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you definitely are loud. I remember the concerts in Kluski Marathon, but I think that's one of the the selling points, you know, to get there, to be in the front row and get washed over by the sound of.
Yeah, definitely. And you mentioned the microphone. I guess I can talk a little bit about that. The previous band I was in, I used the same microphone. It's the Green Bullet microphone that's actually meant for
the mouth harmonica.
Is that what they call it?
I think it's the
okay. Everybody knows what we mean. The mouth harmonica. Yeah, it's meant for that. It's not necessarily meant to be used as a vocal microphone, but one of my beloved musicians, Jack White, also used it for vocals. So I tried it and it worked because it gives kind of a lo-fi, old radio kind of sounding voice, and I really liked that for my voice, so I just kept on using it. And with our band Moving as a Giant, it also worked perfectly. And I also use a delay on the mic, so mm-hmm. I get to play around with the vocal part of it.
And do you have to have your hands like a bit over the mic or something, because that's how it usually is played on with the little harmonica, isn't it? Like just more closed.
Well, so I don't know if you have to, but I'm always one to break the rules. So if you have to, I don't know. I don't. So it works for me. So
nice, yeah. Nice.
Maybe to just touch upon the recording of the album a little bit. It was recorded in this very studio from where we're broadcasting now. Mm-hmm. With Makis.
Yes. Hey Makis, shout out to Makis. We loved working with him. We really did. He kind of understood what we wanted to do from the very beginning. We recorded the first four songs actually for Klubski Marathon, but we only needed to record the two. Mm-hmm. But we had a little extra time left, so we thought, fuck it, why not record four? I think it was actually even five, but then we like scrapped one for some reason, I don't remember why. So we had four songs already recorded, and then when we met with Kappa and everything and started our journey, we just came back here in this lovely place and recorded the next four also with Makis, and yeah, the album was done.
Sick. Easy.
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
Yeah, quick and easy. And yeah, I think we are running out of time mm-hmm. at this
should play
moment,
some more songs
and
now.
We should play another, like, we are listening to one single underneath this interview, and we're going to hear another single that's been put out, and it's called Tit for Tat.
Yes.
And yeah, if you want to say something for the end, now's your time, otherwise we'll just go to the song.
I think we should just play the song.
Let's go. We were Ula and Jan behind microphones, Oliver was taking care of the sound, and we were broadcasting from Radio Student in Ljubljana.
Falestin Hörer.
Indire, Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Indire, featured song.
Riberoja is the moniker of a young and talented artist, Ana Jerina, from Ljubljana. With her debut single, Cynthia, she's riding the darkest of waves straight out of the iconic 80s synthetic soundscapes.
Independent Radio Exchange Network. Featured song. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu.